Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
On with Mario Lopez.
It's finally Friday. Weekend pregame starts right now. Mario and Courtney Lopez here, bringing a lot of fun and music your way. Our guest is Mauricio Umansky, Kyle Richards' estranged husband. He filmed all that drama for his reality show, Buy in Beverly Hills, and we're going to ask him about that.
Plus, we've got your first look at everything new coming to theaters and streaming, so let's keep the music going. You're on with Mario and Courtney Lopez.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's take a look at what's on TV today. What do we got?
Hulu debuts Davy and Jonesy's Locker. Two high school students discover their locker is a portal to the multiverse. That's actually kind of cool now when I think of opening a locker and you get sucked in.
That's a fun premise. Ironically, we went to visit some high schools for our daughter that might possibly attend. Mm-hmm. They don't do lockers anymore.
What?
Oh.
They don't do lockers. They
have to carry everything?
No, you don't carry anything. You have everything in a tablet. There's no books. Isn't that wild?
Technology.
Isn't that wild?
You know,
have no books.
Better,
so if you have no books, you don't need a locker. So
yeah,
they just do it on
a
tablet. Yeah. Isn't that wild?
That's better for your back than carrying, because all those books are huge and heavy.
Yeah.
Netflix has season two of Buying Beverly Hills. Mauricio Umansky will be on the show next hour.
He'll be filling us in.
And Amazon has My Undead Yokai Girlfriend. A university student is so lonely, he performs a ritual that summons a beautiful demon named Izzy.
Ooh. Everything was good until it was a demon. That's going to be tough. What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here with your first look at the new Aliens movie. It's called Romulus. It takes place in between the first two Sigourney Weaver movies. They did a movie in the Star Wars franchise where it was in between, and it was the best one, Rogue One. So this ought to be interesting.
Too many. Can't keep it straight. The star is Kaylee Spaney, who just played Priscilla Presley in the biopic. The movie drops August 16th, but you can see the trailer here now at onwithmario.com.
You're on Mario and Courtney Lopez with details of TV's new Mega Powers team.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So two TV icons are joining forces to create new content, Steve Harvey and Dr. Phil. Their new company, Merritt Street Media, will produce religious-based programming. First up, a special from Harvey about mentoring based on a program he runs in Georgia for young men. Then a true crime show hosted by Nancy Grace.
Ooh, I'll tune into that.
I love that they're heading in this direction with this sort of content. I think it's much needed. And yeah, I think yours truly is heading in that direction as well. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
More Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Courtney Lopez here with a reminder that you can win a trip to L.A. to see the iHeartRadio Music Awards live, and the show keeps getting bigger. Ludacris has been announced as the show's host, and Beyonce will be in the house to accept the Innovator Award.
My voice keeps cracking. Plus performances by Justin Timberlake, TLC, and more. Find out how to win a trip for four to Los Angeles over at onwithmario.com.
It's Mario and Courtney Lopez. Today's guest is at the center of a lot of drama right now, both on and off camera. It's Mauricio Umansky. From Buying Beverly Hills, the two worlds are bleeding into each other this season. We're going to find out about it next. What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from Buying Beverly Hills on Netflix, Mauricio Umansky and his daughter, Farrah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for taking the time. It's nice to meet you, Farah. I've talked to your dad a bunch over the years. How is it working with your dad on camera and off camera and just that whole dynamic?
It's always been so much fun. It's the best. We always say this, but it's true. We love hanging out together. So it's only natural that we work together and we love it. We love it. And now that my sisters are in the mix, it's even more fun.
Did y'all go through a phase like around 13? Because that's what my daughter is now, where you're shutting the door. You're not talking to dad. Everything I say is just, it couldn't be further from whatever she wants to hear. And it's just like a rough patch right now. Or am I just experiencing that?
I mean, what do you remember? I don't remember.
Mario, that is 100% the way life works. There's a little patch where they just have no interest in you, but right. I have good news for you. They want they want you back.
They circle back?
It turns around.
It circles back. I promise you.
Okay, good.
It's 100% back.
That's good. That's good to hear, because right now I'm like, yo, what's going on here? I'm feeling no appreciation for anything.
Yeah, you've been loved for 13 years, and right now she has no interest in you.
No interest. She like looks at me like a
vermin. Well, you just
vermin.
Keep dancing with her, and she'll be good.
Right. It's the only reason I get to spend time with her. All right. Well, I want to talk buying Beverly Hills, but I got to take a little break. Hold on. We're going to have more with Mauricio and Farah coming up.
More Mario Lopez next.
Mario Lopez here. My guest today is Mauricio Umansky and his daughter Farah from Buying Beverly Hills. And congratulations on season 2 of Buying Beverly Hills. How much of the season is devoted to personal drama? How much is business? Is it a hybrid?
Mario, it's totally a hybrid. You know, we were filming and cameras were up and running when Kyle and I, you know, went through our issues and, you know, decided to separate. And the truth is that, you know, we thought long hard about, you know, what we wanted to do. And we decided to just be, you know, open and transparent and vulnerable, you know, during the season and not try to hide it. Because, you know, if you try to hide anything, you try to hide your feelings, it shows on camera. You can't hide reality television. And so I think it's going to be a show that just shows a little bit of everything. There's a hybrid of personal stuff. There's a great real estate, great lessons to be learned on both, in my opinion, you know, as a husband, as a father, as a daughter, as a you know, real estate agent, just all the way around. I'm very excited about this show and what it has to deliver on.
Absolutely. Well, you can watch season 2 of Buying Beverly Hills on Netflix. Hold on, guys. Let's play some more music. What up, Mario Lopez here. We've been talking Buying Beverly Hills with Mauricio Umansky and his daughter, Farah. And do you rewatch the challenging moments, or is it better to just kind of, you shot it and you let it stay in the past?
I personally just let it go. I shot it. I let it stay in the past. I know where we're at. I know where we are. Sometimes it's very difficult to see again and watch again and get to go through the feelings again. But, you know, we know where we are. We know where we stand. And so, you know, to have to go relive it is just too hard.
I like to rewatch it just because I think it almost helps me get over it. If I can just see it and be okay with it. And even if we have moved on, of course, I'm also curious, you know, what is everybody else seeing? So I'm guilty of rewatching probably. I'll probably rewatch this multiple times.
No, I could see that. I could see it being therapeutic that way. All right, well, why don't we play some more music right now? You're on Mario Lopez. My guests are Mauricio Umansky and his daughter Farah from Buying Beverly Hills. And what about the business? What's happening in the business? What's going on, Mauricio? Is the interest rates going to get down or what?
Well, I certainly hope so. Look, business is tough, you know, and it's been difficult, and, you know, we definitely thrive. And I think that's just one of the, you know, it's reality. Like, we're showing the reality of life, and interest rates are high. You know, in California, we've got the ULA tax, which is the mansion tax, you know, for everybody outside of Los Angeles that don't know what that is, which has definitely slowed things down. I mean, we all see what's happening right now, just all the way across, you know, the board, but you know, one of the great things about a television show is, and reality is that sometimes you can just show what you're dealing with and your struggles. And, you know, it doesn't all have to be incredible stuff. I mean, we do have incredible stuff. We have incredible moments. We, you know, we travel to Aspen, we travel to Miami. We have a ton of fun. We sell some great real estate. But we show the struggles of real life. And I'm really excited for people to see that and learn that.
Well, season 2 of Buying Beverly Hills is now streaming on Netflix. Hold on, guys. Got to take a break. We're going to have more with Mauricio Umansky coming up.
Hear the full interview now at onwithmario.com. More Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Lopez here, wrapping things up with Mauricio Umansky and his daughter Farrah from Bay in Beverly Hills. And what do you think is the biggest misconception people have about high-end real estate?
That it's easy.
That it's easy.
And that you snap, yeah. And that you snap your fingers and you make $1 million. Like, that is not the case.
That you sign a deal over dinner, right, and shake hands, and then that's it. And then you get your check. That is so far from the truth.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a process. No. Between this, Mauricio, and Housewives, is there ever a moment when the cameras aren't around, or are you just so used to it now that it's you're prepped no matter what?
Yeah, we're so used to it at this moment, you know, and time. And last year with both of them filming kind of a complete, like literally as we were finishing filming The Housewives, we were starting to film Bay in Beverly Hills. So it was just a long year with a lot of cameras in our face last year, for sure, during a difficult, you know, year as well. So, yeah.
Very surreal.
And how was that for you, Farrah, just throughout the years? Was it something initially that you were maybe reluctant to embrace, or were you cool with it from the get?
Yeah, when it came to us doing our own show, I was a little reluctant at first just because I've always been kind of on the periphery of my mom's show. So I just got the benefit of just the fun and kind of it being easy. And there was a moment also, since this is about our business, and I'm very conscientious about keeping, you know, professionalism in mind and all of those things. But at the end of the day, you know, it is a re-up with each show, but it's about real estate. And I think we're doing a great thing and having a lot of teaching moments. So I decided to embrace it and see where it would take us. And I think it's been great.
Yeah, good for you. I think that's the right attitude. Well, congratulations on everything. And we look forward to checking it out. Buying Beverly Hills is streaming right now on Netflix. Mauricio, Farrah, thanks for checking in.
Thank you so much.
Great to see you, buddy.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello! Acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello! Acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mario Lopez here with my wife, Courtney, and we got a cool sweepstakes for all the Skywatchers excited about the upcoming eclipse. We're sending one listener and a guest to the Total Solar Eclipse Party at William Chris Vineyards in Texas.
You'll get airfare, two nights hotel, a special concert by Chris Lane, and all kinds of wine tastings. We'll even provide an astronomer for the celestial main event. iHeart, that sounds so wonderful. iHeart Media provided the prize. You can get the rules and enter at onwithmario.com/eclipse.
Time for must-see movies with Mario and Courtney Lopez. Let's take a look at what's new in theaters and streaming this weekend.
Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, it's in theaters. The gang returns to New York to face a threat that is turning the town to ice.
The OG Ghostbusters like as Winter? Well. Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson, that's cool to see.
Oh, that's fun. Immaculate, it's in theaters. Sydney Sweeney joins an illustrious Italian convent where she discovers it's hiding some dark and horrifying secrets.
It looks pretty scary if you see the trailer. She's on fire right now with everything she's doing. She is one of the producers on this, and she stuck both her grandmothers in the film, and they're playing nuns.
How funny. I love that.
It's kind of fun.
I love that. Sleeping Dogs, it's in theaters. Russell Crowe is fighting Alzheimer's when a death row inmate who he arrested a decade earlier starts to claim his innocence.
Ooh, man, Russell Crowe, a great actor, and you don't see too much of him. That's a pretty intense premise.
And On Fire, it's on Peacock. Peter Facinelli must flee with his son and pregnant wife when wildfires rip through his countryside. Does he live in L.A.?
Ooh.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Got some birthday shout-outs for March 22nd. We're going to try to guess the ages.
Reese Witherspoon from Big Little Lies, Walk the Line, Legally Blonde.
Reese is 50.
I'm going to say Reese is
48. Keegan-Michael Key, award-winning actor and producer.
Keegan-Michael Key is 53.
I think the key to this answer is getting it correct, and that would be 54.
Well, you need a locksmith, because that's wrong. It's 53. Mario was correct.
Hey, look at that. That's pretty good.
Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Wow, he's still around. That's awesome.
Well, that's
responsible
rude.
For cats.
I thought that's great. What do you mean that's rude? I thought I hadn't heard from him in a minute.
Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber is...
The man's a knight.
85.
I would say... Probably the greatest musical writer for his pieces. Does that make sense?
For his pieces,
for theater.
Yes.
No, for
being is always the only one.
For his pieces,
for his genre,
I would say the greatest musical writer. I mean, right?
Yeah, sing some Phantom right now.
What's the song?
No more talk of darkness.
I saw Phantom. I didn't really.
What I'd fear.
No, there was
a,
what was
sing a song from Cats.
Oh, that's it. I was in elementary school and these were out. I'm going to say 89.
76.
You're kidding me.
76.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. He's only 76 years old. So he must have wrote those when he was really, really young.
Yeah.
Wow. What a talent. That's even more impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our favorites and the arch nemesis of producer Nichols, William Shatner.
The Shatner. Shatner, my man's got to be 94.
93.
93 is correct.
More with Mario Lopez after this.
Mario Courtney Lopez here, and we find a reason to celebrate something every single day here because that's how we roll. What is today's obscure holiday?
This is actually me every single day, whether you like it or not. It's National Goof Off Day.
I don't like it. But today, you goof off as much as you want, honey.
I goof off every day. Why? I have fun. I have fun in life. That's how I get through pain. Depression.
Oh, really? You have such a rough life. You're dealing with some pain and depression, are we?
No, I'm just saying, like, when my body hurts or when I'm tired or the kids, you know, are trying to murder me, I laugh.
Or dance in the grocery store.
Or dance in a grocery store.
You need to revisit that, too, by the way. What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. This should come as no surprise, but Taylor Swift's concert film has been a hit for Disney Plus. It became their most streamed musical event after just 3 days. Wow.
More than 60 million hours watched its opening weekend. That's more than Elton John's final concert or the Beatles' Get Back doc. And I'm sure these people that watched it went to the concert too.
Absolutely.
Which is crazy.
I'm Mario Courtney Lopez, quickly squeezing in another fake debate where the topics are made up on the spot, but the passion is real. All right, who's going to be pro? Who's going to be con today?
What do you want to be? I'll let you pick.
Well, I'll let the lady pick first.
Oh, okay. You're so sweet. I will be pro.
And I'll be con.
All right. You'll have 15 seconds to make your case. 10-second rebuttal afterwards. Your topic today is spilling the tea.
Are we literally talking about spilling tea?
It's okay. Up to your interpretation.
Wow.
Spilling the tea.
I'm going to go with spilling the tea as far as chisme, gossip. Sometimes I think it's best to just rip off the Band-Aid and not be a sugarcoater. You need to just spill the tea to get that out there, and you will feel so much better.
Mr. Lopez.
The reason we have so much drama and problem in this world is because people are, quote, spilling the tea. It turns into gossip. That's one of the deadly sins. And it's usually in negative form. And I want to keep it positive with people, not negative.
Mrs. Lopez.
I didn't say you had to do it regarding other people. I just said I think you should do it regarding yourself and just being honest from the get. If you spill the tea like I did this morning when I said that was a stupid place to park when you did park, that was just me being honest.
Mr. Lopez.
Wow, now you're getting personal and hitting below the belt. You know, no matter what, I would always have your back and never spill the tea. Clearly, we're different individuals. I'm a man of character and I married someone who's not.
Let us know who you think won on Twitter at On Mario.
Mario Lopez will be right back.
Mario Courtney Lopez here with some quick buzz for you. Joshua Jackson returning to network TV for the first time in a decade. He's teamed up with Ryan Murphy for a show called Dr. Odyssey.
Well, the details are under wraps, but word is it will take place on a cruise ship.
Hey.
Joshua's last primetime role was Fringe on Fox back in 2013.
Ooh, I used to love Fringe.
Really?
What was Fringe about?
I liked the first season. It was about parallel universes and stuff. It was interesting.
So more than about actual Fringe?
No.
Okay.
Someone may have worn something with Fringe, but I don't remember.
So this one could be like The Love Boat, but with drama.
Fringy and new.
What up, Mario Courtney Lopez here, and it's one and done for Real Housewife Anna Marie Wiley. She is quitting the Beverly Hills cast after only one season. She says fans never got to see the real her or even a glimpse into her story. Oh, that's sad. We happen to know Anna Marie and her husband, Marcellus Wiley, very nice people. But did you think they portrayed her in a different light, honey?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think her storyline out the gate was very inviting and very, it didn't make you want to be friends with her. It wasn't her fault. It was what they chose
and how
they produced it and how they edited it. And this season, she got into it with Sutton Strack over her claims of having a medically small esophagus. It was just like,
wait, what? What do you mean a medically small?
Because Anna Marie is in the medical field.
Pick your battles, man.
Medically small esophagus.
How does that compete with Erica Jane's drama?
It was stupid arguments, but it got blown out of proportion and.
That's funny.
It's just sometimes you don't want to talk too much.
Yeah. Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez. Before we take off for the weekend, we're going to give you the final word with our comment of the week. What do we got?
This is from at Kate being silly. You stay being silly, Kate. I'm really enjoying this Kate Middleton stuff because it's usually the kind of investigation work I do in private whenever I think a couple has broken up.
This has gotten really blown out of proportion, this whole Kate Middleton stuff. I think it's as simple as...
She had a facelift.
No. She had abdominal surgery, which is a serious surgery. And I think because of that, she lost a lot of weight, probably doesn't look her normal self. And she's trying to get healthy and recover and get back to her old self before she's put out a public display, because she's probably one of the most photographed people in the world. I think it's that simple, really.
Well, and here's the thing. Regardless if it's that... Or she did have a procedure done. It's not nobody's business. And she can hide out as long as she wants.
Want to be the tweet of the week? Tweet us at On With Mario. And hang on, because Mario Lopez will be right back.
All right, we're out of here. Full steam ahead into the weekend. But we're back on Monday with Jason Tardik from Bachelor Nation.
Until then, this is Mario and Courtney Lopez saying goodnight.
On with Mario Lopez.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.